For the latest news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring the Boston Bastion Brigade, visit our website at www.b3crew.com.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BostonBastionBrigade. Follow us on Twitter under our respective pen names.
And don't forget to check out the rest of the Land of Esh programming, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues program.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Go home, Joel Schumacher. A Boston Festival of Indie Games podcast special.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hearts and play. For Boston, since when's drums are playing. And ever when the right shot has been bumped, we'll touch on the ball and the work is shot. For Boston, for Boston, our bar is on the
So, King Baby Duck here, and I'm here with Alex Schwartz and Kate Mann from Alchemy Labs, who are showing off Jack Lumber. Welcome to the Boston Bash Brigade.
Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, that's great.
So, first of all, why a game about a lumberjack?
Well, we always wanted to make a game about a lumberjack. It's kind of been a passion of mine. Let's see. So we started prototyping just this idea of creating something about a lumberjack, and we were just had this mechanic where we were chopping logs on an iPhone screen, and it wasn't fun, and we iterated from there. And at some point, someone suggested what would happen if a supernatural lumberjack were the center of the game. And that's where the slowing time, splitting logs in the air, the kind of the insanity of this game design came to be.
And the premise of the story is an evil tree has killed your grandma. So you have to seek vengeance upon all the other trees and find this evil tree, correct?
That's correct, yes. It killed your grandma, laughed at you, and then ran away. And so through the process of the game, you're going to try to find that tree that killed your granny and exact revenge upon it.
Will the granny ever come back and help you from the other side?
She does.
Yeah, so I mean, there's the letter, right?
Well, the letter's in her cupboard. It's full of everything that's from her. So Granny left you a whole list of errands that you have to complete now that you're on your own and becoming a very nice, manly lumberjack. You still have to get your crud done around the house. So that helps you out, and you get bonuses for completing her errands. And the cupboard is full of goodies that she left for you. So from beyond the grave, in the least creepy way possible, she's constantly helping you along.
Kind of like on that TV show Grimm, where he's got the where he has the aunt who has like the whole trailer of all the stuff that will help him defeat all the supernatural stuff.
I don't really watch TV that isn't lumberjack related, so I'm going to take your word on it. But yes, it's probably just like that, but more bearded.
Lumberjacks don't really keep TVs in their log cabins. But if you know, this is basically the cabinet of syrups that help you out, these elixirs of life.
Right. And I did see on one of the later levels that you use one of these syrups to, explode all the logs that are on the screen and then just chop them up with ease, correct?
There's some syrups for redoing mistakes that are in the game, like going backwards through a log. It'll allow you to kind of make your way through that without penalty. There's some for redoing a toss if you mess one up. There's for cutting an ice log if you didn't have fire. So there's a couple of kind of gimmies that are built in with the syrup system.
And you just mentioned the ice log. They're just totally different types of logs that you have to deal with. With ice logs that are shaped in different stuff, and you even have to chop through like three or four times in order to actually defeat it, correct?
Right. I mean, what kind of game would this be without an ice level, right? So, of course, we have ice logs, we have fire logs, and yes, logs that you cut multiple times through, logs that are spinning, logs that you can only cut one direction and multiple times. It gets pretty crazy by the end of the game.
Well, with all this tree cutting and everything, I take it you haven't made the best of friends with environmentalists out there, correct?
I've had someone who worked in the forest preservation department say, can I get one of those I hate trees pins because I think it's hilarious? So I think we're doing the opposite job. It seems that everyone loves the revenge angle, right? So even talking with lumberjacks directly, that's kind of...
Yeah.
That's been good. Found some real lumberjacks out there.
Really?
Yes.
So you're helping spread the word of tree love by killing trees in some weird sense.
That's right. Tough love.
So, how did Sega first come about helping to publish this game?
So, it was actually PAX. We were demoing the game at PAX East. And so, Ethan Einhorn from Sega came over and said, we love Smuggle Truck. First off, we saw you last year here at PAX East with Smuggle Truck. And then we saw you, you know, we're playing Jack Lumber now. We love the game, and we'd love to talk about publishing it. So, that's kind of where our intro happened. It was kind of because of our public presence at PAX. And from there, you know, we talked with them. We had basically finished the entire game, and we were ready to self-publish it, and they offered to kind of take over the PR and marketing side of it.
Yeah, and I remember when I went to E3 and over Los Angeles, they actually had a little spot for it right then and there, right with all the other online titles that they were going to be selling.
Right, there was a mystery moment back when we weren't announcing our partnership with Sega until we actually launched, so it was kind of a timing thing. Was like creating a mysterious what's their next digital title thing.
Yeah. So I know it's out for iPhone, it's out for iPad right now. What other places are you planning to release it in?
So we don't have anything to announce today, but we are definitely looking at other platforms, because we developed the game in Unity. It kind of gives us the ability to bring it to new places, so we're seeing where the game would be best fit.
And with Nintendo just announcing that they'll be using Unity for some of their games, and I guess there'd be like no comment for that, but who knows? It could probably show up on the new system.
Well, Nintendo, if you're listening, we'll take a dev kit. You could ship it to us at... No.
Now, I know you've just finished up with everything in Jack Lumber. What's next for Alchemy Labs?
So we just announced through a very cryptic press release that we're working with Demiurge Studios, also another studio here in Boston.
They did Shoot Many Robots.
That's correct, yeah. And we love their titles. We love their silly nature of what they do. Kind of fits our vibe as well. So we're teaming up on a next title, and we don't have anything to announce, but of course it will stay within the silly, over-the-top theme that we like to sit in.
Can we maybe expect to see a little info of it at the next PAX East?
I'm not sure what our plans are yet, but by PAX East time, we should have something to show, so maybe.
Excellent. So, Alex,
Kate. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. Thank you so much for joining us on Boston Bears Brigade. Jack Lumber, available on iPads and iPhones right now. Do check it out. Trust me, it is really funny and very entertaining.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees. He'll suspend his and uproar. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
Just a tree.
All right, everybody, this is Blue Onyx from the Boston Festival Indie Game. And we're here with Electric Coffee Games. They're showing Photons. Is it Photons? Is that correct, Ben?
Yes, it's Photons. We initially came up with the concept in May, got accepted into Fun Games conference in France, decided to make the game, made the game in 2.5 months, and now we're here today.
So is there anything you really want to find out about this game that, you know, I mean, from what I got to play was you get to run around with a flashlight setup that has two different setups. There's both regular light and UV light. So the UV light gives you the little, you know, kind of like a detective-type aspect of the game where you got to look for certain little clues and whatnot. Is there anything that you want to let us really know what's going on with this game?
Well, ideally, the player will get to experience the whole 45-minute demo and then actually go through the whole psychological aspect of the game, where it's not survival horror, it's not horror, it's very psychological, ambient, just environmental exploration. And from that, you get a really different experience that you won't get from many other games.
Yeah, more or less the background noise that you're getting was supposed to be getting, you know, kind of pins and needles, a little bit with the music and whatnot. But the whole setup that they had was, I found that some of the sayings were, one was, nobody gets out alive. So is that the intent of the game, nobody gets out alive, really? Or is there, you know, a preferable, like, you know, ending to this game?
The preferable ending to the game is you don't go insane from the darkness. But then again, the darkness is predicated on the concept of the fear of darkness, and we really tried to get that present within the game and really strike home with the player, because who hasn't been afraid of the dark at one point or another? So we tried tried really hard to get the psychological aspect of that fear in the game, have it be present and invoke that in the player, rather than create that through things jumping out at you.
So we're not expecting anything like clowns from outer space or something jumping out and scaring us, right?
Awesome. No.
So what sort of platforms are you hoping to release this game on, or is it just going to be something exclusive on the internet?
It's pretty much just going to be a tech demo for now as proof of concept. We have two other projects in the works right now where those are going to take off because we actually have more people than just me and Jared working on it.
That's great. So more or less right now we've got to go check it out on PC, and it seems like a great game. It's all worked out in a certain way. You got bulkheads for your doors. Why bulkheads?
We tried to go with a very steampunk kind of feel for the game, and it was different enough that it stood out. It wasn't the typical, it was different. It worked for feel, and we got something really great out of it.
So our people from the steampunk group there, with the Vagabonds, yes, the Vagabonds as we know them, would probably love the living hell out of this game, especially because that flashlight does look like something from the steampunk age. So yeah, this is a great setup here. Is there anything else you'd like to add with the game that to let anybody else know about it? Give us a heads up where to find this.
Sure, you can find it online at electriccoffeegames.com. It should be coming out within the next month or so after we polish up a bit.
All right, well, that's it for me on the questions I've got right now. I'm clueless. No, I'm just kidding. But we want to say thank you to Electric Coffee Games for showing us Photons, and good luck to you in the future.
So, King Baby Duck here with Eitan Gleinert of Firehose Games. Welcome to the Boston Bass Brigade.
Thanks for having me.
So, tell us a little bit about Go Home Dinosaurs.
Go Home Dinosaurs is a life-changing heirloom game. It's the kind of game you'll pass on to your kids, and they'll pass on to their children's children. In Go Home Dinosaurs, it's the world's premier barbecue defense simulator. You're a gopher, minding your own business, having a barbecue with some of your friends, when these rude, unexpected dinosaurs decide to crash and eat all your food. Well, the natural response is to blow them all up, and that's what the game's about.
So what's stopping the dinosaurs from going, screw the barbecue?
Have you ever eaten gopher? Steaks and hamburgers are much tastier.
Actually, that's a pretty good answer. So how does this tower defense, or barbecue defense, as you just said, differ from a lot of the other similar games out there that have been released?
There's a lot of innovative stuff that we're doing with the game that we're really happy about. For one thing, you have weapons that you place that are different shapes, like kind of like Tetris pieces, and you have to figure out how you're going to fit them together to fight effectively and work with the layout that you have for the game. You also have different cards that you get as you go through the game, so there's kind of a deck-building element where you have to decide what cards you're going to bring with you to a level and then what cards you're going to play while you're there. Once you play a card, you can't use it again, so you don't have infinite amounts of towers. On top of that, you also have an avatar, a little gopher that digs around for you. He harvests coconuts, which are the resource, and he also acts as a mobile tower. There are power-ups, there's dinosaurs, there's all sorts of stuff doing that. This really is very different as far as tower defense goes.
So what kind of dinosaurs are we dealing with in this game?
Oh, geez, we have all of them. So for one thing, I'll clarify. We're talking about scale dinosaurs, not feather dinosaurs. I know that's like the new rage that dinosaurs had feather. We decided to go old school with this. We have a lot of your favorites in there. We've got the Brontosaurus, we've got T-Rex, Triceratops, Stegosaurus. We even have Compies and Velociraptors.
Wow, that's pretty nice.
So, I'm holding a Compy stuffed animal in my hand right now from the game.
Yeah, he's very adorable, but I take it he's a big pain in the ass when it comes to all the barbecue stuff.
No, he's too stupid to really catch on when we're doing barbecues. He kind of keeps to himself then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, walnut-sized brain and all.
Yeah, besides, because you've got all these different power-ups, and I know we've first tried out the first four levels of this game. Later on, will there be ways for the dinosaurs to defend themselves from the weapons?
I won't get into too much in the stuff because we haven't announced a lot of it. Defend themselves is an interesting point. I don't think that they will have a way to defend themselves that means they're fighting back, right? But there are dinosaurs in the games that you can't see in the demo right now that have very good built-in defenses that kind of make them better at getting around your weapons.
And speaking of weapons, I know that we were trying out the ice weapon, laser weapon, the meteorite.
The meteorite. I mean, what's better than pulling down a giant meteor with a magnet and crashing it into dinosaurs? It's how they went extinct. It's educational, yes. Really.
Yeah, you were talking about wanting to use this as a teaching tool for children, correct?
I really think that kids would learn a lot more if instead of going to school, they played our game for 8 hours a day.
You know what? I kind of agree with that. Are there going to be any other weapons that you're going to be able to use, or is that...
We haven't talked about it. One game that... So we have an open beta right now that you can... Anyone listening to this can go and play. They go onto the Chrome Web Store. If you have the Chrome browser, you go to the Chrome Web Store. Search for Go Home Dinosaurs. The beta's there. It's free. So one weapon that's in that that's not at the demo you're seeing here is the machine gun, which is kind of a souped-up, fast-firing version, and it's a long L-shape, so you have to figure out how to put that in. There are other things, too, but we haven't announced them yet.
And I did notice a couple of the things you hear that the Gophers were saying. Some pop culture references here and there were thrown in there.
Pop culture references. There's some really, truly terrible puns that, quite frankly, I'm embarrassed are in the game. I feel great shame whenever they say them. No, it's like really funny things. The Gophers say stupid stuff all the time. It's really amusing.
Well, you can fortunately blame someone like Joel Schumacher for a couple of the quotes that you use in this game. So it's not your fault.
I blame Joel Schumacher for most of the problems in my life. It's... I kind of have a problem.
Same here. I mean, what happened after that Falling Down movie? He had to make all those crappy Batman films and then that Phantom of the Opera movie.
He's dead to me now. He's
I think he's dead to a lot of us. So after the whole beta thing is over and the game is finalized, where can we find this title for people to purchase?
So we haven't announced platforms yet. Right now it's on PC. I'd be looking for PC platforms. We're certainly going to be looking at mobile stuff as well.
Excellent.
Eitan, is that correct?
Nope, Eitan. You got it wrong again. Feel ashamed. It's okay, guys. Evan feels really bad right now.
I'm so bad. Yeah. It's a hard name. Is it like Swedish or is it?
Why not? Sure.
Sure.
That sounds reasonable.
Yes. Well. Besides that little fuck up here, thank you for joining us on Boston.
Did you just curse on air? There are children at home, young man.
Well, we're an 18 plus podcast show.
Good. I hope that happens. Hey, Evan, it's been fucking nice to meet you.
Go Home Dinosaurs. If you have a PC, go and download it onto the Google Chrome site.
It works on Mac and Linux too. Go if you just need Chrome. Go, it's free on the Chrome Web Store. Go grab it. Go Home Dinosaurs.
Excellent. And thank you again for joining us on the show, and I apologize for the little mess ups there back and forth that I had.
It's okay. It's Joel Schumacher's fault. Yeah. Thanks, Evan.
Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild.